I constantly tried to put a label on myself.
Megan Davies' struggle to find herself led to living in a shelter at 15. She left home because of family conflict, made more complicated as she explored her sexuality.
I was kind of like the black sheep in the family.
Davy is now 22 and lives at a home in Ottawa, but her story is far from an isolated case.
I know quite a few people that have been made homeless because of trying to figure out their sexuality.
Ruth Dolmage is with the Youth Services Bureau. She says the organization has worked for more than two decades to offer a safe place to go.
It's important to have like the flag out front, you know, other visible things that people can see to tell young people that it is a place that's okay to come to.
Alex Abramovich is doing his PhD on LGBTQ homelessness in Canada. He says the problem is so big, it's a national epidemic.
What we do know is that queer and trans youth are overrepresented in the homeless youth population, but they're often underrepresented in homeless shelters.
Davy hopes telling her story will help others struggling too.
Even if your home life isn't okay or your family isn't accepting of you, there are always going to be people who are going to accept you.
Christy Kirkup, CBC News, Ottawa.